USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are rising at the fastest rate in four decades, and Democrats are proposing higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help fight the problem. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a proposed bill will work.
For all the many good things the bill does, the most important is that this legislation will help our country fight inflation in the long run.
The Democrats are also pushing to lower prescription drug prices and extend health care subsidies. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he would not support climate tax provisions of the president's agenda. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's reckless war of choice hasn't broke the will of the Ukrainians. Austin adding the Russian invasion is cruel and corrupt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The cost to buy a home in the United States continues to rise. The median existing home price hit another record in June, rising to $416,000, and sales declined for a fifth straight month as higher interest rates pushed more buyers out of the market. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska is addressing Congress.
I am asking for weapons. Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I'm asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to be killed, not to kill children in their strollers.
The United States has sent roughly $7 billion in aid and weapons already to Ukraine. President Biden tells reporters he expects to talk with China's president within the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As crime increases in big cities across the country, city council members are speaking out.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft on crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Gas prices are down 3 cents a gallon again. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.46 a gallon. Wall Street closing a little bit higher. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 47 points to close out Wednesday at 31,874. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.